Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Does anybody have more fun than Rex Hubler calling the game?
I don't think anybody does.
I mean, he makes the sound of a horse and doesn't miss the beat.
Demo dives and missed it. Come on, Cowboy, pass it. Salvi gets on his horse. Well, he waves him home. All the way home. Tie game.
I mean, that's Friday night, right? Or is that Saturday? I can't remember.
Oh, that was really good. It doesn't matter when it was, but you gave Rex the ultimate compliment there, Dusty. And I think he would probably hear that and go, yeah, that is the ultimate compliment. Nobody's having more fun doing what he does than Rex Hubler. And you can sense it. Rex has always had a good time in the booth, whether the team's winning games or losing games. He's always had a lot of fun calling games. And that's what needs to happen in baseball. We need more guys like the Rex Hudlers of the world that are going to have fun instead of being so stodgy and whatnot. That's why I love Rex so much, is because he understands it's entertainment. He understands it's fun. He walked around a baseball field on Thursday night with no shoes on.
That's
like
right.
the man. You gotta have fun doing these things. And if you're gonna make a horse noise, that's fantastic. I'm sure there's a couple of stodgy nerds out there that probably got mad about that or something, but I love it. I think that's the way you need to broadcast baseball games. Show people you're having fun, then they're gonna have fun watching it.
Yeah. Forgot who he replaced.
Well, I can tell you, it's Frank White.
Yeah,
and
no
Frank
doubt.
Was not having fun when he was calling the Royals games. He was not very good at calling the Royals games. That's why they let him go, I guess. I don't know. You'd have to look into that.
We'll have to recall that conversation.
Yeah, we should probably recall that at some point in time, sometime in August.
Maybe you recall hearing this weekend?
What do you want next, my friend?
I've been gone for 2 weeks, so I want my wife next. It's gonna be a lot of ground and pounding. Ground and pounding. She know what it is.
That's right. Derek Lewis wins his USC fight. And just without skipping a beat.
What do you want next, my friend?
I've been gone for 2 weeks. So I want my wife next. It's gonna be a lot of ground and pounding. Ground and pound. She know what it is.
She know what it is. And bless her heart, was just sitting right there in the room, standing right there in the wing going, oh, shoot.
Now I know how Jen feels.
It's going to be a lot of ground and pound. Ground and pounding.
I love that, though. Like, what do you want for the next 2 weeks? I just want to see my wife, man. I've been gone for a long time. I just want to see my wife. I know how that is. You know, you're like, you're gone for a week at the Super Bowl. I was like, I just want to see my wife and kids. I'm ready for that. You know, God love 100%. You guys. But, you know, you it's the love of your life, you know. Right. And so I love that answer. That, again, fun. Have fun doing it. We're not talking about that guy unless he's having fun afterwards, giving some lame cliche that he messes up. Like, that's wonderful right there. That's real human emotion right there. We need more of that in sports.
And that's after, like, you know, the most masculine thing. Beat a guy's ass. What do you want next? Title shot? No. Uh-oh. My wife.
Yeah. I'm going to go home to my wife, man. I love her. All right, cool. Wait,
so he's the king of quotes, man.
Yeah.
My balls was hot.
Yeah, yeah, that guy. Yeah.
He's that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, you know it. When you get the microphone, you're like, yes, here comes my moment.
Dude.
All right. And all you said was, what's next?
Yeah.
That's all you had to do.
It wasn't like you said, you haven't seen your wife in a couple of weeks, man. What are you guys planning on doing?
Yeah,
didn't even give him that.
What's next? It was like Frank Clark after the AFC Championship game. How you doing? Let me tell you how I'm doing.
Bring it on. So, speaking of ground and pound, you almost ground and pounded some guy at a mechanic place?
Yeah, what happened to you?
Yeah.
So, I'm getting this oil change.
Call this guy an effer.
My car gets effed up. So, bay one is GG's. Bay one is no more. There's two bays now at this oil change store. Okay? So, we cannot exit.
Who the hell is GG?
That means good, yeah.
Good game. Yeah, yeah. Good game. It's over, basically. It's done. Okay?
Well, I don't know if that was his mother's new name. I never heard that one.
It's gaming lingo.
People probably ask that same thing, Bob. So, that's fair.
It's what lingo?
It's gaming lingo. So, if you're playing Madden and you get a touchdown with like a minute 30 left to go play 10, some guy in your ear will be like, GG's.
GG's. Like, thank you. Good game.
Some guy in my ear. I know. I'm out of that stage, man. Like,
different ages and different graphics.
It really is. Like, go outside and make a friend, man. Like,
Bob said, Gigi's was a place you go get an enchilada and smoke a dart next to a guy that had no shoes on.
Hell
Shawnee.
Yeah. See, well, that describes Shawnee in a nutshell.
So, that was what Gigi's was.
I was going to get an Uber. Valvoline's like, you know, we'll just take you home so we don't have to buy you an Uber because you can't drive home. I'm like, okay, that's fine. I don't have to wait.
How do we get to the point where Valvoline is offering an Uber?
Because my car doesn't work. They broke my car.
Let's start from the beginning so people know.
They broke my car. My car no longer works. They broke a dipstick in my engine. It's a long story short. Go see a mechanic. Anyways, they're going to take my car to a mechanic. I need to go home. They give me an Uber home, except they don't. They just decide, you know, we can just drive you. It's cheaper for us. You don't have to wait. I'm like, okay, this nice Valvoline woman. I get in her car. We try to exit. Mm. They only have two bays, long lines, only one exit, right? They have the employee parking lot that all the employees have to move their cars so we could exit out of that way. We don't want to do that. So we're just trying to move behind this one car. Older man in his vehicle could clearly move up over 2 feet. Looking at us on his phone, I'm like, hey, man, can you move? Kind of just trying to like mouth to him through the window. Giving me like very perturbed looks, already frustrated on his phone, like side-eyeing me and this woman that I don't know that I'm in her car, that we're just trying to leave this parking lot, moves up a couple inches, starts to look away again, clearly annoyed. I roll down my window. Hey, buddy, move forward. We got to get out. We can't get out. And he's just like being a D, right? Making bad faces, whatever. She's like, okay, I'm going to go ask an employee to move. And so she moves her car and she starts to go get employees to move their car. And I'm like, okay. So I get out of the car when she gets out of the car. And I just hear her, because she sees me storming to this old man's car. And I just hear her go, oh, okay. And then I just keep going. I knock on this guy's window. He's like, hey, what do you want? What do you want?
Roll it down.
He rolls it down just a smidge. I'm like, he's like, what do you want? I'm like, why are you being an a-hole? You know, he's like, what? He's like, well, I just objectively saw you be a really big jerk to everyone, so it's okay. We found someone that's an employee that's going to take their time from their actual job to stop what they're doing and be nice to us, move their car. It's okay. You have a great day. And he's like, you don't call me that. I just walked away. I was like, you, sir,
Binkley?
Suck. Like, mm-hmm. That just ticked me off. It really did for the next few hours. I really had to cool down just because I can't imagine just being so selfish. Dude, you could have just moved up to the right of that
person's
car.
Dude, it's only
car.
Been a year around me, so you I mean, you need to calm down.
You're not tough. Hey, you're not tough.
Let's get to it. Come
That's
on,
me.
Man.
This is me.
Hey. Hey.
Off to a good start, buddy.
Man. I got it all on record.
Someone would have had it on record, man. I was ready to throw hands, dude. Just be nice to people. You could have moved up past someone's car. We could have gotten out of the parking lot. You could have reversed back.
So did they fix your car?
No, that's a different story. Again, just go take your car to a mechanic.
Yeah.
That's what I'll say.
Okay. Where's your car right now?
I have it. Yeah.
You do have it?
Yeah,
okay,
I have
so
it.
So it works?
It works because of my wallet, yeah.
Yeah.
But he's trying to get that money back because they screwed it up.
Yeah, well, of course, yeah. So now you got to deal with all that.
Now I'm dealing with
you
all that.
You did win the Love Island vote.
Heck yeah. Yeah,
hey, at least you got that over the weekend, right?
Yeah. Yes, you know, I got to win.
Captain teammate over here.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you, boys. I appreciate you.
There you go.
Yes.
So let's, I'm sorry for that. That sucks.
Yeah, that sucks, man. Like, there's nothing worse than having the car trouble and the issues with your car and then having to deal with it because it puts you in such a bind.
And it does.
Nobody wants to cooperate with you, so just calm down. At 27 years old, you don't need to be acting like me, okay? Just take it down a notch. Somebody does something stupid. I had a guy this weekend park in between two handicap spots at the pool, right? And on the pattern that has the lines that you're not supposed to park in. He pulls into it and he comes out, and I looked at him. I just kind of did the Larry David. I went, really? And he goes, well, I'm dropping stuff off. I go, yeah, it doesn't really work here. No, it doesn't really work like this. Go find a parking spot somewhere. You're dropping stuff off. I was here as long as you were waiting for my kid to get out of her job, and I hadn't seen you. You weren't here. The car was turned off. There's no hazards on. It wasn't left running like you were only going to be a minute. You were in there doing your deal and taking your time and not caring about anybody else. That's why I get mad. When the selfish behavior takes over, we're living in a society, people. like you got to do stuff to help other people because if you don't, you're going to get your ass kicked. It's just the way it is these days.
And see, what's surprising is that Max showed more fight than Q over the weekend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I want to have a quick conversation about this because I believe this was the conversation a lot of people were having on the Twitter world or Facebook or anywhere where there was royal outlets to vent, because probably one of the most atrocious calls I've seen in a base running situation was Bobby getting thrown out at second. And I don't want to leave Q on this island by himself because I know that Salvi's the team captain, but we know who the face of this team is. It's Bobby Witt Jr., man. Like, that guy is Kansas City Royals. Like, and I know Salvi's here, and it's, you know, we're losing Salvi as we get older through time. But again, Bobby Witt Jr. is what moves the needle in Kansas City. There are kids. Hell, the Wittesons had a wonderful Sunday. They were on TV. They found the exact doppelganger I've ever seen.
I mean, that guy that looked just like Bobby was unbelievable.
Bobby made that play at short. Well, which one? Yeah. Plays at shortstop on that Sunday game. But Saturday, he gets thrown out at second. They review it. At that point in your season, you had a heartbreak loss Friday night where you're up 3-1, and then in a blink of an eye, you got beat 8-3.
That was unbelievable.
Unreal how quick that happened.
Yeah.
Saturday, this play happens, and that's a moment where, like, I understand that, like, Q doesn't have that emotional bone where, like, he's just Bobby Cox or Hail Ned or, like,
Billy Martin back anybody in the day, like Lou Piniella, yeah.
And you don't really see a lot of that. Now, you saw the Blue Jays manager on Sunday having his coaches, like, pull his, like, you know, batting jacket back so he doesn't erupt. But damn it, man. Like, come on. Like, at least if you're not going to lose it ever often, then pick your spots. That was an exact spot to pick where I thought Q should have sprinted out of that dugout, not even have made it to the umpire before he's like, I know he's getting tossed. You're gone. And then just let it out. Vent. You know, you have these moments in your life where, you know, you're a pretty cool, calm guy, but every once in a while you just want to go in your garage and just scream at the top of your lungs, and it kind of makes you feel better, right? It's like in the movie Wonderlust when Paul Rudd goes after that Seth guy, and they're like, ah, mushrooms, it's a texture thing, and they use those ways to vent out. I also, in the same moment, would have liked to seen Bobby shown some emotion. And if we're going to give Q this thing where it's like, well, I want to see some fire, I want to see some fight, we've seen that from the team as well. I want to see some fire. I want to see some fight. I would have liked to see Bobby get kicked out there in that moment. He was safe. It wasn't close. He's not out. And that's a pivotal moment. And that's your superstar. And if Bobby gets erupted, and because, like, if Q were to get excited and get kicked out, and get, everybody on the team would have been like, damn, Matt's pissed. And if Bobby did it, then everybody's going to be like, I don't think I've ever seen Bobby Witt Jr. get kicked out of a game. I don't even know if he's ever been ejected.
Yeah.
Maybe on a ball or strike call once. But, like, that's a moment that you had that would have made a 1-3 three-game stand against the Mets would have made it feel like a winning series. Now, yesterday they went in walk-off fashion. Nick Lofton, again, was a great win, was awesome to see. Tyler Tolbert, who, of course, replaces Caglione, gets on, gets the third, scores, wins the game. But, again, like,
in that moment, I would have loved to have seen some ferocious fire from one of, if not both of those two guys, your manager and your superstar on your team.
You know where I stand on all this. I'm not a flip the spread type of guy. You have to choose your moments. That was the moment he should have chosen to flip the spread. That was the moment for Q to go out there and argue that call. And, you know, it goes to review, and obviously we saw what happened with all of that. And I was watching the Mets broadcast on Saturday, really for most of the weekend, just to kind of see what they were saying, you know, about our team. And throughout the entire review, the Mets announcers were like, well, this will be the last pitch that Q has seen of this game, because he's going to go out there and he's going to argue this, and he's going to scream and yell, and he's going to get ejected. And it was like the Mets announcers were rooting for Mac Cutrero to go out there and argue with the umpires. And then he didn't. They're like, wow, I can't believe he's not arguing with the umpires. So it wasn't just us that had that kind of feeling that that was the moment. It was even the Mets announcers who had that feeling like this was the perfect moment to show that emotion. Now, with a guy like Hugh, I love the steady nature of it. That's what Andy Reid has been. Ned was really like that as well. You have to be able to be steady. But when there's a moment where you need to erupt, you need to erupt.
And because Andy does that.
And Andy does do that. We have seen Andy go after the officials. We have seen Andy at times snap on the sidelines real quick, but that resets everything. That everybody goes, whoa, Andy just snapped in that moment. That's why when you're a guy like Q or you're a guy like Andy Reid, when you do snap, it means a hell of a lot more than if you're a guy like a Billy Martin or a Lou Piniella who's snapping all the time. You just kind of roll your eyes at it. Okay, right. This is played out. We have not seen Q get angry. The season was slipping away. That game was slipping away. Your fan interest is slipping away. That was the moment to go out there and raise holy hell at the umpires. That was the moment in time where you could have taken that cool, calm, collected personality and reacted the way that you did, where it really would have sent a message, because that was the moment that people were expecting it, waiting for it, and then it didn't happen. And you've got to go out there and go to bat for your players in that situation. I thought that was a missed moment by Mac Cutrero. And that's not like us to criticize him or anything like that, but that was one of those moments where he needed to be that leader, to be that loud guy, to be that guy who was going to stand up for his players. And then it didn't happen. They showed him in the dugout, and like Ron Darling's like, I couldn't be that calm.
And I know there's people that are saying that Vern was mad because some caller called in afterwards, and you know, I figured Vern would not want to see see the manager lose his cool. Vern, you know, he'll talk you the side of it. But again, and then there's people saying, well, it's not the umpire. They're getting it from New York. Right. New York's saying it's, you know, and then coincidence, I think not. You're playing the Mets, who are.
Well, I had that thought. My thought immediately was they need the Mets to win here. That's why we got screwed on those two calls. Yeah. I mean, there's the spirit of replay, and then there's replay, right? Like in the spirit of things, God bless it, America. Jesus, your body momentum, like, it's so, I mean, come on. You bounce off the base a little bit like that. Spirit of the law versus letter of the law, okay? Your guy was safe. Both times you didn't need to change the call. And they did, but that was the moment where you could go. But my mind immediately went, oh, they need the Mets to win this stuff for ratings purposes.
So yeah, it might have been out of the guys on the field's situation, but at least like showing something. And
who you can yell at, though.
Right. And I mean, that's where you have a moment to show that you're pissed off. And then I get it. Like, some people are like, well, what's it going to prove? I don't know. You asked for fire, and then half the Texans like, well, there's nothing you can do about it. And Vern said he shouldn't have done it. Well, that's what you guys want to believe. This is what I want to believe. Yeah. And I just think that, like, when you see your guy who's cool, calm, and collected, who the fan base has asked several times, 100,000 times, please, for the love of whatever's holy, go out there and show some sort of like pissed off attitude. That was your moment. Whether you're in the right or the wrong, That's your moment.
And a lot of times when you're pissed off, you're not right. But you like lose your cool, because it wasn't that moment that should have sent him over the edge. It was everything else that's been building up for this entire year. They're an underachieving ball club right now. They're below 500. They're not in the playoff conversation. That was the moment to kind of flip that, where all of this stuff that has built up this year, that's when you release that right before the All-Star game. And you send that message with 65 games remaining. We're still in this. We're still fighting. I still have your back. That was the perfect moment to do that. And that's not coming from Dusty and Bob. That came from Ron Darling as well, who pitched in the big leagues for 20 years and has been broadcasting games for like 20 years. That guy's been around the block. He knows what he's talking about. And as a former player that's sitting in the booth talking about how he would have liked to have seen the manager erupt like that, I'll take his word for it over you and I at that point in time.
Isn't that why we have a challenge system? Thanks, Coach. We got a couple minutes. We can get to a quick overreaction on a Monday. I think I'm going to start my overreaction after watching some college football highlights this weekend because they said we're six Saturdays away this Saturday from college football. Missouri's going to be a college football playoff team. Their schedule might be the biggest cakewalk schedule in the SEC in the history of the SEC.
Got Tennessee on there three times?
No, they don't have Tennessee at all. Don't have Florida. Don't have Georgia. They have their toughest games. South Carolina, it's at home. Alabama, it's at home. A&M, it's at home. And Mississippi State, it's at home. Tough game on the road at Oklahoma. But
is it, though, anymore? I don't know what to make of it.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll see. I mean, maybe. But again, like I think Mizzou's got a chance. They play Central Arkansas, KU, Louisiana. Then they play South Carolina at home, UMass. And they play a lot of games in a row at home, like first like five games at home. UMass, Bama, Auburn, Vanderbilt, A&M at home, Mississippi State at home, OU, Arkansas. Missouri will be a college football playoff team this year. And if they aren't, Eli Drinkwitz is going to be in some hot water.
Love it.
Plus, they have one of the top five transfer portals going into college football this season.
It's exciting. Yeah, it's a pretty nice SEC schedule for all intents and purposes.
Yeah, no Florida, no Georgia, no Tennessee.
You got to take advantage of those years when the schedule's in your favor, you know, when you have the alleged big boy. But who knows who the big boys are anymore with NIL right now? You just don't know, right? So, but like name brand schools are off your schedule. You should win those at least for the next couple of years while we're still ingrained to those being the big boys. When they're not on your schedule, take advantage of it. What do you got, Mac?
Jake Brenningstuhl.
Never heard of it.
Was that the guy that I wanted the Royals to draft? That Cruz schoolwork or whatever his name was?
6'6" tight end out of Clemson, undrafted to the Chiefs. Heard a little bit about him in OTAs and minicamp. He's going to be Mr. August. We're going to hear a lot about him. He's going to be part of the future of the Kansas City Chiefs. Maybe not this year. Jake Brenningstuhl, undrafted, 6'6", 240 pounds. Really good as far as in space, ball in his hands, yards after the catch. I think he'll battle for over Jared Wiley as that tight end three. I don't know much how on the field looks he'll get with two really good tight ends in front of him.
Jake brings his stool to camp.
Yes, that's it. Jake Brenningstuhl. There you go. He'll be Mr. August. You'll hear about him in training camp in 8 days.
What is Jody Fortson going to say about this if this is the guy that everybody's talking about this year?
It's today.
What about Jason Dunn?
They started their training camp already over the weekend.
They did.
San Diego did.
They did.
They're after it because they got that Halloween game coming up, or Hall of Fame game, whatever the hell it's called. My overreaction is pretty simple.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Royals are just an average baseball team at best. They beat the teams that are worse than them, and they can't play against the teams that are at their level or better than them.
The Dolphins?
Yeah, it's a good comparison. Yeah, I do. I kind of like that. Yeah, that's kind of where they are. You know, like they're good against the teams that are beneath them, but when they play teams at their level or above, they're just not ready to compete.
Damn, you hate to hear that, but sometimes the truth hurts.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.